Okay, so we're beginning a new sugya, but it's almost part of our whole series of different sugyas relating to inyanim of shlichus. The Gemara told us on Mem Aleph of Beis that one of the sources of shlichus, this pasuk teaches us that a non-Jew is not acceptable to be shliach. It's not acceptable to be either a shliach, not acceptable to be a mishaleach. Atem gam atem, it has to be ma atem b'nei bris, ashulchan b'nei bris. So Gemara asks a question on the Malach and the Beis. First one in the line is Bris. It's about a little bit more than halfway down, almost about two-thirds of the way down. Yes, the Gemara, Halama Likra, why do we need a special Gezeiras HaKosov to teach me that a non-Jew cannot be in the Parasha Shlichos? It's obvious that a non-Jew cannot be in Shlichos. Eved Nasa Shliach Lekabel Get Miyad Baila Shalisha. An Eved Kanani cannot serve as a shaliach to receive a get on behalf of a woman. So a woman wants to appoint somebody to represent her to receive the get on her behalf. The person who's being the shaliach cannot be an Eved Kanani. Why is that? Because he's what's called Eina B'Torahs. Because Gittin doesn't speak to him. Why doesn't Gittin speak to him? Because Kedushin doesn't speak to him. Kedushin doesn't have three, an Eved doesn't have Tfisas Kedushin. So just as an Eved Kanani doesn't have the ability to be a Kaddish and Isha, he doesn't have the ability to be a Shaliach, a Kedushin, for Gittin. The whole parasha of Gittin Kedushin doesn't apply to him. And therefore he's Mufka, he's excluded from being an Eved in that area. So what do you see from this Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan? Now one of the preconditions of Shlichus is, you have to be B'Torahs. You have to be involved in that Chalos. So says the Gemara, what's the Hava Mina that a non-Jew can be a Shaliach in the context of separating Truma from me? After all, isn't the non-Jew ain't a B'Torahs Truma? So the Gemara says, no. It's the Rechsalta that I mean, I would have thought, Eved Lava Teru Klav. An Eved Kedani has no Shaychus whatsoever to Kedushin and Gittin. And therefore he can't serve as a shliach. A non-Jew does have some shaychus to truma. It's possible that if a non-Jew is mafresh his own truma, maybe it would be good. And the Gemara is going to give us the whole story how we know that. So I would have thought that the non-Jew could be a shliach for you, kamash flon, that he can. So basically when all the dust settles in the sugi, we find really two different halachas. Now, brisket, there are two din in here, there are two types of individuals who are excluded from being a shliach. Number one, A goy is not by bris, not a ben bris. A goy is possible to be shliach no matter what. Whether this mitzvah speaks to him, doesn't speak to him, this chalai speaks to him, no. A goy can't be a shliach, can't be a shliach, can't be a shliach, finish, end of discussion. That's exactly the cause of Shabbatem, Gamatem. Then there's another halacha that even if you happen to be a ben bris, and Eved Kanani is a ben bris, Eved Kanani, he looks like ben bris over there, he gets a bris mila. So an Eved Kanani is included in the parasha of being ben bris. So an Eved Kanani per se is not excluded from being a shliach. But if there's any given chalois that doesn't speak to him, so he can't be a shliach because of the second halachot Eina B'Torahs. So there are two different halachas. One's a din that a goy is mufka from the entire parasha of shlichus. And number two, anyone who's mufka from that particular area of halacha can't be a shliach in that area. And the example that highlights the second din is this very case of Eina Eved Kanani Nasa Shliach, the Kabbal get me at Baal Shalisha, Vishayna B'Torahs get me Kedusha. So we're going to try to understand what the parameters of the second halacha. Last week, in the previous year, we spoke about the first, then about it going to be moved from shlichus. Now we want to understand what the nature, what the parameters, the limitations of the second halacha are all about. So this sugya really appears here. It's referenced in Maseches Kedushin, but it really appears in Maseches Gittin. So if you take a look, at the end of the second parak of Maseches Gittin. At the very, very bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph from Maseches Gittin, it's 2 lines from the bottom, the Gemara actually presents that this was a Shaila, that the Amorim weren't even sure that this did exist. So the second line from the bottom, Bomi named Rabbi Ami. The question was asked from Rabbi Ami, Eved Mao Shias Shlich, the Kavagedi Shavir Baila, what's the din? Is an Eved kosher or is an Eved not kosher? So Amud Lahu, so Rabbi Ami said to them, since the Mishnah says in Gittin on the Gimel that a goy is possible to be a shliach, the chlal we can derive from here, the Eved kosher. So Rabbi Ami wanted to be medayik that in Ochinami, that an Eved Kanani is kosher. Rabbi Ami seems to have denied, he doesn't hold for the second din of being b'Torahs. And the Gemara says, but I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Eina ever nasa shlech l'kabel get li yishiv yad baila v'she'eina b'tar is gizem mikedushin. That's the sheet that appears in Maseches Kedushin. So bottom line, it's a machlokes zemaroi between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Ami was of the opinion that the Nebuchadnezzar is in fact kosher, and Rabbi Yechanan was the one who was mechadish that not to be passed down like Rabbi Yechanan that he's not. But we have to analyze this shaila, analyze what exactly this suffix that was post Rabbi Ami was. So if you go back to the Lashon HaGemara again, if we give him an aleph, it's too long to the bottom. The shaila was a very, very specific case. Eben Maushi asked the Shalich Lekabel get Yishim Yad Vayla. What's concerning us, troubling us a little bit about the formulation of this question? Well, so let's familiarize ourselves with the ABCs of Shlichus V'Gittin for a moment. The normal scenario of a get is man gives get to woman. That's what it says. The husband gives to the wife. Comes the parasha of Shlichus and teaches us two things. That the Baal, the man, can appoint the Shlichus, we call that Shlich L'Holocha. And the woman can also appoint the Shlich, we call the Shlich L'Kabbalah. What's strange, knowing those two pieces of information, what's strange about the Lashon of the Shaila? Bom Rabbi Ami. Eved Ma'ashias, the Shlich L'Kabbalah, get Isha Miyad Baila. If I was in the Beis Medrash and I was presenting to my Rebbe the Shaila, I wouldn't have been so verbose. I would have just said, can it ever can I be Shlich for Gittin? I would have said, forget it. Might have given me again a shlich lahalach, a shlich lakabbalah. It's all the same shayla. Right? Why is it almost when the Talmidim phrased the question, they almost bent over backwards to specify a very, very unique part of shlichus lakabbalah. They were only focusing on the shayla of shlich lakabbalah, almost ignoring the issue of shlich lahalach. Wait. So let's just, when you read the Gemara, it almost like strike you a little bit. There's something strange about the Lashon of the Gemara. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi was already sensitive to this. Rashi says, two lines at the bottom of the Rashi, the Kabbal get me at Naila, Utehebu Gureshis for Kabbal also, Vahua did Nami Laholacha. So Rashi almost already saw the question coming, saw the deal coming, and he says, relax. Don't make such a yukum. Rashi's ready to look to the future. 800 years from now, says Rashi, some rabbis in Brookfield is going to get up and say a Shia, and he's going to tell you, Shnickel, tell you, why did the Gemara say this, that? Rashi says, forget it. Forget the yukum. It's all the same. And Rashi's very compelling. The Kula Chanatayimahi. He says, it's the same Shaila. What's the Shaila? Do you accept the principle of the Torah? Or do you not accept the principle of the Torah? If you believe that one of the prerequisites for Shlichus is to be the Torah, so then an Eben Kenani is not Pateras Kabbalah, and yet not Pateras Halachas again. He can never neither give again nor receive again. So what's the difference between the two? So why does the Gemara word it the way it does? Rashi says, historical reasons, says Rashi. That's what the Talmidim asked that morning. Could they have asked a different Shaila? Maybe the next group of Talmidim, next year's Talmidim asked the Shaila differently. But says Rashi, don't get bogged down in the details. Lumdus Rashi's right. So here's a classic example where there's almost like a little bit of a contradiction between the text and the lumdus. It means the text of the Gemara is almost begging itself, textually, it's almost begging itself to wait, why was the Rabbi Roy so careful and scrutinizing how they word the question almost leads us to believe that there's some difference between Kabbalah and Halacha, yet conceptually Rashi's argument is very compelling. What's the difference? This is Eidu Teres, this is Eidu Teres. Why should we distinguish between them? So whenever you see a Gemara like this, and you immediately see almost like the gears of the Gemara is pointing us in one direction, and the conceptual lumbus is pointing in the other direction, and you see a Rishon take a stand, I would bet 95% chance it's going to be another Rishon who's going to take the other stand. Who's going to say, no, that the text of the Gemara is Mamash Meduyak, and the Amoraim wasn't just happening. Quite the Rashi, just that morning, just happened to be the Talmidim posed the question that way. You're going to find the Rishon who says, no, it wasn't just that morning. This is the correct way to pose the question. And the question would not be true, and the din and the conclusion would not be true. And of course, anyone who's going to pick up on that textual nuance is going to have to work conceptually and lumdus and explain to us, so in fact, why is it different? What is that difference that Rashi glossed over and said, there's no difference, it's all the same, kulachad and milsi? So who is that mysterious Rishon that disagrees? So if you take a look in the Ran, on just have to find it. On page Yud Beis Amud Aleph Bedaf Erev. Those are the old Star Gemaras. It's the same book. The new Star Gemaras, I have no idea what page it corresponds to. But it's really actually the very, very end of the second branch. It should be pretty easy to find. It will all be gone. It's the very end of the second paragraph of the Ran Yud Beis Amud Aleph Bedaf Erev. So let's take a look. Find exactly the line. It is in the thin lines of the Ran, right about halfway through the thin lines of the Ran. The first wind line is Tvei. Last wind line is Aval. You got your Yudaism and Alpha Dapia River. The thin lines, just about halfway through the thin lines. Last wind line is Aval. Aval Harab of Yosef HaLevi's Al. As the Rimagash, just historically, the Rimagash was a Tamin Rubik of the Rif. It was one of the later Tamin of the Rif. The Rif was a Rav in Morocco. That's where he got the name Afasi from the city of Fez. It's called Afasi. He lived in Morocco for most of his life. At the end of his life, so when some of the crazy people took over Morocco, so it didn't spell too so good news for the Jews, so many of the Jews escaped and they moved up to Spain. If you think about Spain, Morocco, and Ireland, far from each other, just the Mediterranean between. So a lot of the Jews ran away, including the Rif. So the Rif arrived in Spain at the age of 70 or so, and he opened up yeshiva there, and he had his second gilgul of Talmidim. So in the second group of Talmidim, so one of the star Talmidim was the Rimagash. So the Rimagash of Yosef HaLevi, Yosef Rimagash, the Rimagash was going all of it in his own right, but he was also, his other claim to fame was that he was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Maimon, who was the father of the Rambam. So the Rambam always viewed the Rimagash as his Rebbe, even though it's not even clear that he even met the Rimagash. There is a story that circulated, I don't know the truth of the story or not, that apparently the Rambam did meet the Rimagash as a little boy. His father brought him to the Rebbe, and the Rimagash gave the Rambam a bracha, should be a big Talmid Chacham. So the way the story goes is that the Rambam said that because that bracha, that all his learning in life was because of that bracha. It's a chassidish story to the Rambam, I can't tell you the details of it. But the Rambam does write about the Rimagash as if he knew him. If he knew him, he knew him only as a very, very young boy, but he knew him through his father, and he always viewed the Rimagash really as being, in a sense, his extended Rebbe. So the Rimagash was the top of the Rif, so I'll just give you an idea. He was a bridge between the Rif and the Rambam, so to speak. So the Rimagash, Abala Rebbe, Yosef HaLevi Zel, Amen, Shalom Paslu El LeKabbalah. The only time that an Eved Kenayan can't serve as a Shaliach is to receive a get on behalf of the wife. Abala Vokosha. But to bring a get on behalf of the husband, Kazudei, the Eved Kenani can be acceptable. But Rashi, almost like Machtavek, and said, Ain't Svar L'Chalik? And the guy said, No, very good Svar L'Chalik. Then he wants to bring a deal from the Mishnah that way. The question is, what is the Lumbus exactly? What is this all about? So if you take a look a few lines down in the Ran, starts with She'ena B'Teres. So She'ena B'Teres is the beginning of the line. This is now quoting the Ramban, who's quoting the Rimagash. V'shanya kabola mehalocha. D'shaliach halocha eino ela k'shaliach de'alma. U'v'shlichas di'amis ne'yo. Aval shaliach kabola v'kevin she'egia get li'yado v'gureshes. V'u'en li'ad v'gereshin. Ho v'ena B'Teres gitin. The Ramban's version of what the Rimagash said. What in the world is this Ran, what is this Ramban, what's this Rimagash all about? So clearly what the Rishonim is saying is follows. Even though it's true that a Shaliach L'Holocha is involved in the process of Gerushin, and the Shaliach L'Kabbalah, from the woman's vantage point, is involved in the process of Gerushin, conceptually, halachically, they're wearing two very different hats. If Reuven is going to Shaliach to bring a get to his wife, just because Reuven hands off the get to the Shaliach, the woman's not megureshes yet. He's not going to be any more effective than the husband himself. He's got to go travel 6 months, bring the get, and at that moment when he delivers the get to the wife, that's going to be the moment of Shalichus. That's going to be the moment of Gerushin. Unlike the Shaliach LeKabbalah, the minute the Shaliach LeKabbalah touches that get is chal. So says the Ran, says the Ramban, says the Rimagash, there's a difference conceptually between the hat, the role that the Shaliach L'Halacha is playing and the Shaliach L'Kabbalah is playing. Say these Rishonim, a Shaliach L'Halacha is not a shliach on the etzem hagerushin. The role of a shliach lahalacha is simply to deliver the goods. He's a shliach bi'alma. There's a halacha that a get requires nesina. You can't just put a get down and have your wife pick it up. There's a nesina a get. So you need parsha shlichus, and not for parsha shlichus. So then, lo yitzu, we would live in a world without the parsha shlichus on kamaisai. Handing a get to a shliach and having him deliver it would not have worked, because that would be like kli gitech mi'al gabikar. That would be tantamount to putting the end on the floor and having the wife pick it up on her own. So you need a shliach. I'm not mitigating the role of a shliach. But the role the shliach is playing, he's a shliach on the maisa nesina. He's not a shliach on the chalois hagerushin. Horayah. The moment what I'm appointing him to do, there's no gerushin here. Nothing happened here. You appoint him as a shliach. 6 months later, he gives the get. But at the moment of the mini shlichus, there's no gerushin here. There's no gerushin. There's no woman. There's no, nothing to talk of. So since the moment of mini shlichus is not resulting in a... And anything right now is a long, 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 long process. So comes the Rimagash and says, therefore, the role of the shliach is not a geirish and nikah shlichus. It's a shlichus of kol tarah kula. Is an eved kosher to be a shliach kol tarah kula? What's the answer? Absolutely. He's a ben bris. So therefore, says the Rimagash, an eved kinayin to be a shliach l'holochus again. It is only shliach l'kabbalah, because shliach l'kabbalah is so unique that the shliach becomes the woman, and now b'kabbalas ha-shliach, that's the chalais ha-geirushin, that's a geirushin l'kishlichus. And therefore, we can apply the rule, you want to be a geirushin l'kishlichus, you have to be b'teiris geirushin. So a very, very docistic, a very, very fine line distinction in terms of what the role of shlichus is. You need shlichus in both. But one is a shlichus of kol tarah kula, one is a shlichus of geirushin.
Wouldn't you say that in every case?
What's every case?
Meaning, any case there's a shlichus on both sides. Meaning, one's always giving, one's always receiving.
But the one who's receiving, since he's becoming the woman, and therefore it's the Kabbalah Sa'isha that ultimately creates the get, that's called a shlichus of geirushin. Whereas the halacha is preceding the event. The halacha is happening. The shliach becomes a shliach, and he's doing the ma'isa shlichos long before the gerushin is chal. The shliach lekabbalah only is toifes, only is chal on a mashem shliach at the moment when the get is chal.
Same thing with kedushin.
Oh, but we got one way to go to kedushin. I don't know, a long way, but at least some way to go to kedushin. So this is the fine line distinction between the shliach lehalacha, who is not subject to the limitation of the Torah, and God does the shliach lekabbalah. So I'd kind of be Rimagash with the Ramban with the Ran. So Rabbi Say, let's begin to analyze this Rimagash now, a little bit further. Reuven appoints a shaliach to deliver get to his wife. What the Rishonim just told us is that we don't call that a gerush of the shlichus. We call shlichus on the mice in the sina alone. Because there's nothing that the shaliach is doing that's gerush in per se. All he's doing is physical delivery. Comes the Avnei Meluin, the name is written by the Ketzos, so he wrote Avnei Meluin, Eben Ezer. Comes the Avnei Meluin, so if I say by mistake the Ketzos, you know, I mean, same person. I remember when I was in ninth grade, probably the first time I ever heard an Avnei Meluin. So I remember the Rebbe quoted something from the Avnei Meluin, and like a few weeks earlier, he had quoted something like from the Ketzos. And the Talmidim didn't realize that it was the same person. So remember, one of the Talmidim said, Rebbe, that Avnei Meluin holds exactly like the Ketzos. That's a whoop-de-doo, what a great observation. Okay, so Rabbi Zay, comes Avnei Meluin and adds a little bit more to the picture. Comes Avnei Meluin and says, let's analyze very, 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 look on a little with a magnifying glass, what the role of a shliach l'holochas haget is. What is he doing on behalf of the husband? He's doing a physical nesidas haget? Nah, that's not gerushin, that's nothing. But wait a second, isn't he doing something else? Doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Maseches Gittin, that when a get is delivered, something has to accompany the giving of the get? The words, Harei Zekitech, Harei Mutarsu Chalodom, there has to be a dibur. If a person gives a get without dibur, the get is worthless. So yes, wait a second. Doesn't the Shaliach have to become the husband for the dibur of the get? That's already no longer just a maisa nesina. That's a whole chalois. That's an active participation in the chalois. That's just simply delivering a piece of paper. So how could the Rimagash tell us a story that you don't need to be a b'teira shlichus for halachas again? Because halachas again is a garnish. It's being a mailman, it's being a delivery boy. No, don't you have to be b'teira shlichus because you're representing the husband and you're performing, you're delivering the dibur, not just a piece of paper. You're presenting the dibur of the husband, and isn't there a din of b'teira skitin on that? Says Yabaluim, wrong. There is no such din as dibur by guest. It's a mishnah. Says Yabaluim, guess what? That requirement of dibur by a guest is only midirabanan. Minatari doesn't exist. Minatari, you want to know what a get is? A get is the chos of lost sefer, krisos minosim, the other dosik. Vishtait in the Torah, dibur by get. Where does it say anything about dibur by get? The chos of lost sefer, krisos minosim, the other. Says that the whole requirement of dibur by get is only midirabanan. We're going to challenge that in a moment, but the whole requirement of dibur by get is only midirabanan. Minatari, the definition of a get is you need to see this a get. We know, we're not going to talk about that. And you need to see this a get. You need a physical delivery of the get. You can't just put it on the floor. You need a physical mesina. So says the Avnei Meluim, because there is no din midiraisa dibur baget, the only role that the shliach is playing is just on the ma'aseh nesina. Ma'aseh nesina is not a din of gerushin. Ma'aseh nesina is a din of shliach to call it tarkul, and therefore never can I discuss. So the entire pshat of the Avnei Meluim, the entire pshat of the Shri Bagash, is hinging on this one piece of truth of the Avnei Meluim, that the whole din of dibur baget that appears in the Mishnah Gittin is all midiraisa. If it would be midiraisa, then the whole picture changes. So that's the test case. Is that true or is it not true? What is the din? So let's just ask this. I've just conceptually, before we even look in the Rishonim, what do we think the din should be? Do you think there should be a din of dibur by get? Just, you know, off the top of our heads. Should there be a din of dibur by get? Why? Why do you say, why, Josh, why are you convinced there's no din of dibur by get?
Yeah, we can get married. Yeah.
So Aaron's saying, wait a second, would you get married? You thought we'd get married in the dibur? Shouldn't it be some kind of a parallel? Who thinks they should be parallel? What's the difference in the parallel?
The sefer krisos tells you exactly what's going on.
Oh, so Noam said, what do you mean by that? It's all written in the contrast. It's all there. By Kedushin, especially Kedusha Kesef, where there's nothing written, Reuben gives a ring to Rachel, so I understand why it has to be accompanied by a dibur. But if the piece of paper says on it, what does it say? We're the lawyers here. We're the lawyers. What does it say? What does it say in the last line of the contract? No, it doesn't say something about any other oral agreement is not batla mevutal, and this is the carrot the whole day. That's what it says in my Mechiras Chametz form, something like that. It's written on a piece of paper. What do you need that? What do you need it for? It's all there. It's in the fine print. You just signed away on it.
But he was just telling me the other day that they were, many years ago, they were in Eretz Yisrael, and they're American, they were in the Misrad HaPnim, you know, in the interior. And they came and they had to sign some forms, and they had absolutely no idea what they were signing. And it turns out they signed themselves to be a citizen, not to be a citizen, and they signed the whole life away. And then afterwards they were saying, they didn't understand what they were signing. So the people listened, but you signed the form. They said, why didn't you read? They didn't understand the forms. But you're not supposed to sign something, you don't understand it. So the guy wrote a get. He authorized the writing of the get. It says in the get, but that's the chalotim, so what do you need people for? So the chalotim, conceptually, there's really no need for a dibur by a get. So the Avluim makes a lot of sense. So now let's see, is he right or not? So if you take a look at the Rambam, figures out a place for the Rambam. Okay? Let's read a few Rambams together. Hilchos Gerushin. Let's start out by reading Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. As we can even start before that, we'll read four Rambams. Perek Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Start from the beginning. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph.
The Rambam almost introduces that to his Gerushin. Eina isha miskareshes ela b'chsav shiagila v'chsav zehu anikra get. The Rambam gives you the basic elementary definition of what a get is. It's a piece of paper that is delivered to the woman. That's what's called a get. V'asar devarim hein ikara gerushin min ha-Torah. There are 10 halachas that have to be fulfilled min ha-Torah in order for the get to be valid. V'elu hein. Then the Rambam goes on to explain. You have to be first, it has to be given willingly for the husband. It has to be dafka with writing, and it has to be something that's clear what it's accomplishing. And it has to be lishma. The Rambam spells out what the ten halachas are, and then the Rambam in halacha beis begins. Uminayim shasar dvarim elim min haTorah. How do I know what's the source for all these dinim? So the Rambam gives you mamish a summary of all the Maseches Gittin, a classic Rambam sums up 90 blad Maseches Gittin in about three sentences. So there are 10 basic halachas that have to be all fulfilled with their raisa. So one of those halachas that the Rambam begins talking about now in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes is as follows. One of the dinim were that when the get is delivered, it has to be given b'toras gerushin. It's not enough that it says the text of the get, but you have to present it b'toras gerushin. What does that mean? It says the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Minayin she'edo nosela ela b'toras gerushin. How do you know that when you give a get to your wife, it has to be given b'toras gerushin? She'edo mar sefer krisos v'nosim b'yada. Sheyiten also b'torah sefer krisos. Not only must it be written, the parsha, the nusach of the krisos, but it has to be given b'torah krisos. What does that mean? Aval said the Rambam, im nastla b'torah shushtachoyv. He hands her a get. The text is 100% text of a get, but he says to her, here's the IOU. O mezuzah. Or he hands it to her and says, here's a beautiful mezuzah present. So and then the Rambam says, if you do that, or she was fast asleep, he hands her the get, ain't a get. So the Rambam just told us that if you present the get, even though the text written in the get is acceptable, if it was accompanied by some other message, it's not a get midaraisa. The Rambam tells you the mocher is for safe for krisus for us and the other. And the scene has to be terrorist krisus. So far, so good. Remember the Lashem, the Rambam, Eino Get. Remember those two words, Eino Get. Let's take a look at Halacha Yid Aleph now. Perk Aleph Halacha Yid Aleph. Let's down to Halacha. Let's perk Aleph Halacha Yid Aleph. Hamagarish Tzach Shiyom Halacha Shitin LaGet. When you give a get to your wife, you have to say as follows, Hareza Gitech. Oh, who Gitech? So you have to use some kind of a Lashem, identify some kind of a Dibur. Whatever person hands a get to his wife and didn't say anything, harezeh posel. The get is not acceptable. What is the difference between halacha tes and halacha yid aleph? In halacha tes, the Rambam says, eino get. In halacha yid aleph, the Rambam says, harezeh posel. What's the case that's different? In halacha tes, he gave her misinformation. He gave her other information, wrong information. Told it's a mezuzah, it's a birthday card, it's a this, it's an IOU. In halacha yid aleph, he didn't say anything. He just hands a piece of paper. Doesn't say boo, doesn't say a word. So in halacha tes, the Rambam writes eino get. In halacha yid aleph, the Rambam writes erez apostel. And what's the difference? Isn't apostel eino get? And the answer is no. If you take a look now at the fourth Rambam, in the Gershon Perek Beis, halacha zayin. Comes around in Perek Beis, halacha zayin. Umav mein posel the botel. Sometimes the Rambam writes, I'm going to use the phrase to get his posel, and sometimes I'm going to use the phrase to get his botel. Shekom mokom shenema bechibur zeh beget you botel. Whenever I write that it's botel, I will botel min ha-Torah. Vechol mokom shenema posel, who posel b'divrei soifrem. When it says botel, and the Rambam says, another place is botel, you know, get those kinds of lashonas, that's a din deraisa. That's what the Rambam quoted in Halacha Tes. He quoted a pasuk to say the get is manish dvarim b'teilim. Eino get klal uklal. In Halacha Yid Aleph, the Rambam says it's only pasuk. Pasuk means b'dir rabbanim, b'dir b'seifrim. So basically what the Rambam just told us is a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam says, do you need dibur for a get or not? What's the answer? Depends what you mean with the question. Do you actively need a dibur, minderaisa? No. There is no such halacha. Why? It says in the text that you get what it is. There's no marker that you have to verbalize what the get is all about. But if you goof and you say something antithetical to what the get is, you tell her, "Bubba Maita, it's a birthday card, it's a mezuzah, it's an IOU note," then it's still good in a Torah because you require It shouldn't be b'teres something else. So it doesn't have to be positively b'teres gittin. On the other hand, it can't be negatively b'teres something else. And that's a din midiraisa. The Mishnah says in gittin, you have to say harei zegidech, that's a chumah midirabanan. But midiraisa, there's no need. If you didn't do it, it's only pasul, not pasul. So if I say, this Rambam supports the Yavim Ulim. Yavim quotes this Rambam as a raya brewer to what he says. However, this is only as true as the Rambam is. If you disagree with this Rambam, so then the entire Shekhot of the Yavim Ulim is about to collapse. So if you take a look, as Ran back in Maseches Dafya Rif and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, it's in the Balamor Daf Mem Amud Aleph Dafya Rif. The more I go, the Balamor. Four lines into the Balamor, in the middle of the line. V'yesh l'hashiv. Yeah, it's really small. You need really serious glasses for this. Yeah. Or no glasses. Mem Amud Aleph Daf Yomi. Fourth line in the middle of the line. V'yesh l'hashiv. Nihi d'lo ba'inan daita. You don't need da'asa isha forget. That's a given by the Raisa Vishona. But listen to what you do need. Aval ba'inan sheyeitzi ha'bal ha'shiluchin befiv. What you do need is that the husband should express what the get is all about. He has to be motzi the inyan of the get befiv, after it's written. The inyan sheyizbeinin adavar, that it should be understood. Understood by who? You don't even need the woman's agreement. Who does it have to be understood by? Only the malicious. Someone has to know what's going on. Either the witnesses have to know, or the wife has to know what's going on. She doesn't have to agree, but she has to know what's going on. Once you express it to somebody, either to the Edom or to the woman, and similarly, says the Balmor, just as you require an expression of what the get is, befiv by a get, when it comes to Kedushin, not only does the Edom have to understand, who else has to understand? The wife, because you can't be Mekash Nisha against her will. So both Kedushin and Gerushin are similar. You need an expression of the husband. They part ways in terms of who has to be the recipient of that expression. By Gerushin, it's enough that the husband expresses it. He's got to express it to somebody that registers. Can't express it, can't talk to himself. So either he talks to the wife or he talks to the Eidim. But it's not critical that he talks to the wife, because quite frankly, we don't even need her das. When it comes to Kedushin, so the expression of the husband has to be directly to the wife. She has to not only be cognizant of what's going on, she has to consent to what's going on as well. Kedamin Hasim Gabi Kedushin, and what's the source for all this? Restate this whole idea that you need Dibur Habal. Gabi Kedushin Ksiv Ki Yikach V'lo Shikach Es Atzmai. Gabi Gerushin Ksiv V'shulcho V'lo Shlech Es Atzmai. But Kedushin says Ki Yikach. Ki Yikach means not just to Mamish give the ring, give the kesef, but he has to do an entire lekicha, and part of the lekicha is almost like Rashi says, vayikach korach, kachere b'dvarim. The word kicha not only has the connotation of a physical take, it means convincing. Kicha with words. I have to influence you with my words. I have to be lekeach. Kicha v'kisha means you have to physically give her a ring and convince her that you want to marry her by saying harei ah, that's a din deraisa. And by gerush is shtei v'shilcha. Vishulcha means not just to physically hand her the get. Vishulcha bebeisa means you have to express the notion of shiluchin, express the notion of gerushin, express what you're trying to do. She doesn't have to agree to it. She doesn't have to know about it. But you have to express it. Vishulcha bebeisa. So the Balamor, no question, is disagreeing with, obviously with the Rambam. So if a major machlekes we share in the Rambam and the Balamor, what is the nature of the din dibur? We know it exists, the Mishnah that it exists, but what is it based on? According to the Rambam, it's a chulin b'dirabanan. The only din deraisa of dibur by get is don't goof it up and say the wrong silly thing, something that's antithetical to a get. But if you just say nothing, so you're home free. And the Balmor says, no, saying nothing gets you nowhere. Midaraisa, you require an active verbalization at the time of the get, so not on the dividend kiddush. So it comes out that this machlekes in the Rambam and the Balmor now almost is the root of this machlekes HaRishonim about what the role of the shliach halachas haget is. What hat is the shliach halachas haget wearing? Is he wearing the hat of a shliach of gerushin? Or is he wearing the hat of a mail delivery? So if you hold that you need Diba Midaraisa like the Balamor, then he's a Geirushin Dikashliach. If so, he's a Geirushin Dikashliach, he better be Vitara Shlichas, which is exactly like who said? Who is the Rishon who said the Ferish that way? Rashi Gedach of Gimel said, it's the same thing. Kabbalah, Allah is all the same thing. You need Vitaris. But the Rimagash who said no, that it's only a din by shlich l'kabbalah, not a din by shlich l'halacha, as the Ramban explains, because the shlich l'halacha is only a mail deliverer, he's not a shlich l'gerishin. What makes him not a shlich l'gerishin? Because there's no dibur, I'm not Torah, you don't need dibur. So that fits in beautifully with the shlich l'Rambam, which is not a great surprise. The Rambam, as we said before, is a Talmud of the Talmud of the Rimagash. It's the same type of reasoning. But the Rambam is writing it for a Kalaf of his Gerushin, that you don't really need Diba Midaraisa, is creating the model for the Rimagash from two generations earlier to differentiate between the Shlich Lalach and Shlich Lakaval. So it's all part of one general picture. What is the role of Shlich Lalach again? Is he a Gerushin Shlich or is he a Shlich Lakaval?
I'm just a little bit confused.
If you're only a little bit confused, we're not there.
Depends on what. So based off Dibor, once again,
oh, okay, that's what we're getting to. You're not confused. You're right where you should be. Okay? Now, so far we looked at Sukkot Gerushin. Remember I told you, we're being more Kedushin, more Gerushin, more Gittin, and a Rama. So, now to go back conceptually back to Kedushin.
Just before Kedushin, so, since you do have a text, I understand a Rambam. I don't need Dibor. I have a text. The other side I missed. If I have a text, what do I need Dibor?
V'shulcham ibeisai. V'zeres ha'kasam. The Baal Avodah just made it v'zeres ha'kasam. V'shulcham ibeisai. You have to mishalech. Mishalech means you have to talk about what you're doing as well.
No reason. No logic.
Well, we're going to get to...
Why is it in the Gemara?
What?
It's in the Gemara.
It is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to say, Horei Zegitech, when you give a get. So the Ram says, that's only Chur Medrabban. No, it's not. But most of that's a din derais. How come the Gemara doesn't say Menon Emili? The Gemara doesn't tell us the mock of every din. So that's understood, that's the moment. The Allah came up with this moment.
If the Dibur happens when he gives it with Adam there, then you can still have Yemet Kanani delivered. There's like, if the Dibur happens up front.
No, the Dibur has to be B'shas the Sinus again.
It has to be all the.
Yeah, it's all the same time. You can't even make a Dibur now. It has to be some Shaykhs. So everybody say,
let's take everything we've been saying now and begin to plug it into Kedushah. It's already very into the Kedusha angle, right? So we'll plug it into Kedusha. Okay? Come to Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. Nuchas Gittin. And quotes both opinions. What's Rashi and the Rivagash is not Machari between the two. They're both viable positions. When it comes to Kedushin, earlier in Eben Ezer, Nuchas Kedushin, the Shulchan Aruch just writes, and Eben Kanani cannot be a Shlich for Kedushin. End of discussion. Not for Kabbalah, not for Halacha. Comes down the liver, raises the red flags, it's understand. And Uchas Gerushin, somehow the Rimugashi Shita was good enough to quote as the Yesh Amrim. Those conditions got lost. My hag, what's the difference? Comes out of the loom and says, when it comes to Kedushin, even Rimugash concedes that Shlich Lalach is no good. And why is that, says the Avim Luim? That's all part of my theory, says the Avim Luim. Why did the Rimagash say that a Shlich Lalach is not such a Shliach? He's not a Gerish like a Shlichos. What is the engine that's driving the Shittas Rimagash? Is the lack of necessity of, magic word? Of Dibur. But, Zach the Avim Luim, in Kedushin, Avav Yadid Dibur. Not in Shaili Yadid Dibur. Not in Shaili Yadid Dibur Midaraisa. No question in Dibur Midaraisa. Since you require Dibur Midaraisa, says the Amnon, when you appoint a shaliach to be a shaliach for halachas kedushin, you can't hide behind the Rivagash and say, oh, he's not really kedushin to Kishlech, he's just a delivery man. No, he's not. He's a speaker. He's using your words. He has to present the ring with the speech of a Rebbe Kadesh. Without saying a Rebbe Kadesh will appoint anything to shaliach, there's mish kedushin mideraisa. So once there's a requirement of deeper mideraisa, the Rimugash Hashita disappears. The Rimugash never said it. The Rimugash only said it by Gerushin, never said it by Kiddushin. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch Kiddushin didn't even bother quoting it because it's not true. Nobody ever said it by Kiddushin. So what the Rabbi Lun just presented for us now is that the role of a Shliach Laholachas HaKiddushin, listen to this one, the role of a Shliach, the hat that a Shliach Laholachas HaKiddushin is wearing, is closer to whatever I ask you as follows. Is the Shliach Laholachas closer to Kabbalah of a get, or closer to Halachas of a get?
Kabbalah.
It's close to Kabbalah. Yeah. As bizarre as that sounds, as strange as that sounds superficially, but if you think about it a little deeper, it's Emes Lamitos says the Emes Lamitos. Shlich the Kabbalah Sakgerishin is a Gittin Dikha Shlichs. Halacha is a delivery man. Halacha Sakkadushin is a Kadushin Dikha Shlichs. And what makes that difference? The requirement of Diva Midiraisa. So Rabbi say, why is it conceptually that Kedushin needs Dibur Midaraisa, not negotiable? Not even Shaila. The Gemara of the Fesh, you give a ring without saying a remedy, it's nothing Midaraisa. Why is it that when it comes to Kedushin, so the Dibur is such a critical part of Kedushin, whereas when it comes to Gerushin, maybe it is, maybe it's not, we're not even sure. So what's the answer? What?
For God.
Is it her das? Is it her das? Okay, that's possible. His das, her das. I'm hearing a lot of things flying around.
You need consent.
Which, there are so many differences between Kedushin and Gerushin. But which one is it that's ultimately the Kedaya, why you need Dibur by one up or the other? What was the Abnumi's real reason?
We started off a few minutes ago. We quoted the rabbi who says that you don't need Dibur Midaraisa. What is it about a get that you don't need Dibur Midaraisa? Because it's what? No one said it before.
Self-explanatory.
It's there. Kedushin is what?
You can have a star.
It's only written. So you just told me with that line, I just put that line to you, everyone's mouth there. It's not a real difference in terms of the etzem achalois of Kedushin and Gerushin. It's almost a technical detail. Because on a practical level, because the practical way to be megarish a woman is through a document. That's the only way. The chas of law, there is no other way to be megarish a woman. And by definition, the text is going to be written in the document. So because of that technical quirk, that's the only way to be megarish a woman. Therefore, there's no din of dibur. Kedushin, you have the possibility of being megarish nisha with a ring, and there's no text. But then you're going to require dibur. Once you tell me that there's no real difference between the two, it's almost a practical issue, what conclusion will you draw within Kedushin itself? If you're Mekadosh and Nisha with the Shtar Kedushin, the Shtar Kedushin will be closer to what?
Gerushin.
Yeah. Closer to again. And therefore, quoted Avner Luim, who could serve as a Shliach, the Halachas Ashtar Kedushin, catch this one, and never can I. Is that right? Are we correct? We just created a big difference between the din of Dibur by Kedusha, which is an absolute non-negotiable point, Midaraisa, and the lack thereof by Get, according to the Rambam Shita. And we're suggesting that it's nothing really different than Chalos Fish and Chalos Gerush. That's not the difference. It's a mechanical issue. It's a technicality issue. It's not a halachic issue, per se. And the litmus test, whether we're right or wrong, will be whether you require Dibur by Shtar Kedushin. If I can bring you a raya that you don't need Dibur by Shtar Kedushin, then I've proven to you that the whole requirement of Dibur by Kedushin was just a technicality. And therefore, by Shtar Kedushin is the same as a get. Do I have a proof? I don't have to go very far. The Beis Amud Aleph, Masechta in Masechta Kedushin. We have a lot hinging upon this, because I have to prove to you that you don't need Dibur for Shtar Kedushin. If I can, then I can explain to you that the difference in Kedushin Gittin is technical, and that's going to impact in our entire sugya. So let's take a look at Rashi at the Beis Amud Aleph. The Kesef Vishtar, four lines into the Rashi. Last in the thick lines into. So the Mishnah said Isha is Nikdes Vishalosh Durachim. The Kesef Shtar Rabiyah. So Rashi says the Kesef Shtar at the end of the fourth line from the top. The first price of the Gemara, no similar kesef, a shava kesef. You give her silver, you give her something that's worth silver, worth money. The omer la rem kodesh asli. Okay? Just every word in Rashi. So you gave her a kesef, a shava kesef, and you set her at the dorm, you accompanied that with the state, with the phrase of rem kodesh. Shtar, what is the shtar condition? Kesef la ala niyar, afa bishen shar pruta. The paper is not kesef, it's not even worth a pruta. You write on the paper rem kodesh asli. So just already, when it came to Kesef, Rashi said, you give the Kesef and you say. When it came to the Shtar, Rashi didn't mention anything about saying. Now, up until now, I could be doicha, I could refute this and say, come on, Rashi doesn't have to say every single thing. He told you in the beginning, he's like, v'chule. Yeah, get to the next Rashi, next line of Rashi. Bia, bo'alev, the omar is kashle v'biazu. When it comes to Kiddush Bia, all of a sudden the Dibur makes it chesed v'esim. Which of these is not like the other? Shtar. So it's clear as day from this Rashi that Shtar Kedushin doesn't require Dibur. The reason being, because quite frankly, Kesef never really needed Dibur either.
Isn't that Chelik on the Rashi that we had? On Mem? Right? Because we said Rashi on Mem, so there was no difference between
that. That was yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, but there's no difference between Kabbalah and Halacha. The implication would be is...
That doesn't work.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You can put Rashi and Mechalik between three things. You know, Kesef and Bia require a definition of what the machshava of the person is. Shtar is actually he's writing his intent.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you're supporting what we're saying.
Right. So
100%. I agree with you.
It's really clear in the Chiluf and Kedusha.
Right. I think 100%. Except if you look at one other Maamachol, that's not going to be as clear. Right. So far, you're 100%. You're right, we're in the same team. But I'm going to bring you a raya against this Rashi from Rashi. Take a look on the in Masechet Kedushin to the Dapi Harif. Rashi on the Mishnah. Same Rashi. Now, there are different Maduras of Rashi. Rashi was written and then the Rashi corrected and rewritten. So the Rashis that are on the Rif. I can't have my style of the manuscripts of which Rashi where. There are sometimes slight nuances of differences. Very often they don't make the slightest bit of difference, but here they make all the difference in the world. So let's take a look at Rashi on the Rift of Aleph Amud Aleph Bedaf Be'er Rift.
Just a quick technical one, just going back to Shtar though. If the man gives a woman a Shtar, it doesn't say anything, right? So as soon as the woman takes it, if she doesn't even know what's going on.
No, she has to know what's going on. If she doesn't, there's no Das Kedushin.
Right.
She has to be aware of what she has to read it.
So it sounds a little...
If she reads it and throws it in his face, so then it's not Kedushin. But if she reads it and puts it in a pocket and accepts it, then she's...
Right, it sounds like we're going to be going to yourself woman then, right?
Well, by Kedushin, you have that technicality, you need Das Isha. But the real difference in the Kesef Shtar is the fact that Kesef is not self-explanatory, Shtar is. That's the real point of difference.
For sure, I get that, but I'm saying it's different in the case of Kedushin, where you need Das on the other side.
Right, okay, but you need Das on the other side, both for Shtar and for Kesef Kedushin, you're right.
For sure, but I'm saying in terms of when you're comparing it versus Gittin, though.
Okay, right.
You don't have Omer in the case of Shtar, right, there's only one half, right?
Okay, right. Get and Kedushin are different in that part, right. Even the Balamor, who said you need Dibor, doesn't say you need consent, he says you need Dibor. The wife doesn't have to hear the Dibor, he's got to say the Dibor, she doesn't have to hear the Dibor. So if we take a look at Rashi and the Rif, where he says, Shtar, six lines from the top, Shtar, Shekosim lola niyar, afu sheba sheba pruta, sounds the same, Rebu Kadesh is late, Shekosim la, oh my goodness, what are the next two words? The Omer Kain. Sorry, honey, but the Rashi says on the Rif Omer Kain, says that, he says it, again, I'm not going to be mechuyev to the two Rashis. But Rabbi said, what's in front of us in these two Rashis is this fundamental shaila. What is the role? What is the goal? What is the purpose of Dibur by Kedushin? If you tell me that you need Dibur by Kedushin, even by Shtar Kedushin, then the role of Dibur is something legamri different. The role of Dibur is not just to tell you what's going on. There's some kind of almost like a magical, mystical exerce of Dibur. Which Rishon do we know of who believes, who subscribes to this magical new halacha called Dibur? Just to be provide what's going on. There's a din of Dibur. Is that din?
Alamor said it. He said it down about Kedusha, said it about Gerushin also. Gerushin, of course, is self-explanatory. Nope, it's a din, Shulchan. I Kedushin, it's self-explanatory. It's a get, it's a star. Nope. Kigach. Shulchan, Kigach. So, by the way, let's see if we can just summarize what we have for this. So, we started out with a simple Gemara in the Malach of the Beis of the Sechus Kedushin. The Gemara said that Eina Eved Nas Shulech Lekabon Yerisha Riyad Vayla because Eina B'Teiris. Even though Eved, in terms of being a Ben Bris, does qualify, but he's Eina B'Teiris. So we pointed out that even though the Gemara Kedushim Amal presented as a double portion, the Gemara Kittin wasn't even sure about Machlekes Amarayim. And even though the Gemara talks about Kabbalah, 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 Rashi, that's all the same thing. Kabbalah, Allah, is all the same thing. It was the Rimugash who differentiated between the two, and the Rabban started to explain that, and elaborated and said, the difference is that Shlich HaKabbalah is called the Gemish Nik Shlich, therefore subject to the rules of Beteras, whereas the Shlich HaLacha is just a mice in the seat of Yama. So then the Abnum raised the red flag and said, wait a second, but isn't there a Shlich on the Dibur? Doesn't that require a Shlich HaGerishin? So he said, no, I mean Rambam's Barakatha was Gerishin, but the Din Dibur is on a Midirabam. It's Chum Midirabam. The rice, you don't need it all together. If you said the wrong Dibur, that's a different Din. But you don't need positive act. We were just lower at that. That's nice, but the Balamor doesn't buy into that. Fine. So we said Machlekes is round. Balamor is basically the same Machlekes Rashi and Bagash. It's all the shittos. Good. Then we highlighted the fact that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rimagash as a suffix, at least as a possible viable sheet in Nuchas Gerushin, and almost left the whole thing, deleted the whole thing in Nuchas Kedushin. What's the difference? So the Rabbi Lurie puts the final touch that his child says, by Kedushin, they're a vada of others that were not negotiable. So we said, why is that so poshut? So we said, it could be, it's a very practical thing. Because by Kedushin, you don't have a text. So we said, if that's the case, if that's the reason why, so then we're going to be an interesting conclusion for that would be that a Shtar Kedushin is going to be closer in model to a Shtar Gerushin. And that idea was supported by the Rashi on the Mishnah, but we were intellectually honest that Rashi in other places, Rashi in the Gerushin, the Rashi in the Rif, didn't say that. So they have Lum Shtibot Torah. It's ultimately carries the day. When you learn the certain condition of the Malfa Beis and the Yeshivas, this is it. They talk about the Avnei Miluim. But to appreciate the Avnei Miluim, the Avnei Miluim is built on a few premises. He's taking a stand in the Machlekes Rambam and the Balamor, and he's taking a little bit of, in order to understand, to clarify the position about Kedushin, so he's addressing some of the issues, possible differences in Kedushin and Gerush. But all, everything we've been saying revolves around this din, and Dr. Malaf called Ein Evanasa Shliach was Ein Evanasa. So, we almost spoke a lot around the topic tonight, but there's a certain akut of the topic we didn't really touch upon. Really, where did this thing come? What is this? What's the rationale? What's the basis for this whole discussion? Ain't it B'Teiris? Where does it come from? To be a shliach, you have to be B'Teiris. So, I understand why Goy is possible. Goy is allowed by Bris. So, I understand exactly what's about Tem, Gavatem, Lamai, Ain't it B'Teiris, that I got. Where did the din of an Evakanani Pasuk come from? The Gemara says, Lamali Kras Svarahu. The Gemara says, it's not even based on the Pasuk of Atem. So what is it based on? It's just Tabas Svarah. Another Mokhar. So we hopefully we'll have to fine-tune a little bit the nuances of what this din of Ein B'Teiris are. So we saw a lot about when it does apply, if it doesn't apply. But the fundamental question we still have evaded us as to what exactly the nature, the essence of this entire parish is the din of Ein B'Teiris. So let's see next time. Question is,
no, is there sure
that's the question. When is next time? That's the question. So let's.